What are the possible underlying causes? Okay, well, it's a laryngeal spasm. And what that means is that that's how the larynx responds to a noxious stimuli. So in this case, it could be GERD, LPR, laryngopharyngeal reflux, okay? So either one of those stimuli. So what happens is, upon endoscopy, so when you're looking down at the vocal folds, the patient appears airway protective. And what that means is that it looks like they're trying to protect the airway. So this is while they're quietly breathing, the vocal folds are covering the airway as if they're going to choke or as if they're getting ready to phonate. So it's a constrictive vocal posture with typical signs of reflux. So you're going to, what I mean by constrictive vocal posture is that the vocal folds are close together, and then the signs of reflux are going to be the swelling and the redness of the vocal cords showing irritation. What we're going to see when you're looking at it is that the patient is using the laryngeal valve to maintain positive thoracic pressure throughout the breathing cycle. So what you mean by positive thoracic pressure is that you want the pressure inside the lungs to be greater than outside, okay? So that's when it's getting ready to exhale, okay? Because when the pressure is greater on the inside, then you want air to come out. So they're using it, instead of letting the air come out like you would during speaking, they're constricting it up and making it difficult for the air to come out. So you don't get that nice negative pressure that's necessary to get a good deep breath. Adolescents frequently exhibit this behavior as an immature strategy for dealing with excessive stress. And so that's why I say you'll see it most often with athletes, not exclusively, and not only in teenagers and things, but that's going to be your classic person.